tonight. And Kabbalah Shabbat, Kabbalah Shabbat, I believe it's at 7:14, 20 minutes before the Shkia, that was great. Shabbat tomorrow, 7:30, davening again. And Mincha will be announced at the Simcha room, whenever it will be. Okay. Almost finished with Hilchos Mezuzah. We're about to start Tefillin. First, Yaakov made a Ha'orah, but I don't know how much sure the answer is. The Gemara in Yuma, we learned that I Zirak you that Yud Aleph in Yuma, but that Yud I didn't Zirak. You can't Zirak everything. So that Yud is a discussion with the Lishkas Sanhedrin, which the Kohen Gadol would occupy for a week. And the bottom line of the Gemara seems to say that you're chayav during that week and that week only, because for that week it's kavua, much the same as the Gemara there says, and I've referenced to that Gemara, that the sukkah we paskin is not need a mezuzah, sukkah is chag b'chag is paskin, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, sukkah dira teva bin, and the sukkah this year, you are chayav. You're only there for 1 week. So apparently this iroi is both qualitative and quantitative. But if it's purely quantitative aroi, but qualitatively it's keva, you're chayiv in mezuzah. So sukkah divas keva being it's 1 week, you're chayiv in mezuzah. But you're chayiv for that 1 week. Not mechuyav to put a mezuzah in 61 other weeks in the year. But lishkas sanhedrin, the machlokas tanoim. Some make a gzeira to that week, and some don't make a gzeira to that week. But meikir adin, you don't have to leave it there the whole year. So you have to be a kasha against what I quoted from Poskim, and one of those Poskim was the Sat Merov. That's quoted by the Pesachei Sha'arim, who says that if you're in a summer home, you're not permitted to take the mezuzahs off during the winter. Yaakov asks, what's the difference? What's the difference? If you cannot remove, if you're allowed to move the mezuzah mikir adin from the Lishkas Sanhedrin, except for some kaveh, which only has a reference to that particular case, the Chorah. You're allowed to remove it for the 51 weeks that you're not, the Kohen Gadol is not there. So why can't you remove the mezuzah for the 40-something weeks that you're not there in the summer home? That's your cash. Did I have your cash straight? So I've made a feeble terrorist suggestion. That's not so great. Maybe somehow, as we learned in the previous week, if you're there for 30 days, 30 days not only a shear in Kamos, but it's a shear in Echos as well, as you saw from many sources of Tocha, but if you're there for 30 days, the Satmarov may be held. That's already considered so much of a kvius that you have to keep the mezuzah there all year long. If the post is only there for 7 days, they're not. But I don't know. It's just svara b'alma. I don't have another terrace to that kash. I only mentioned to the Yaakov, the Rambam, when he quotes it in Perek Vav Halacha Vav, says that Lishkas Sanhedrin had the mezuzah there, period. Doesn't say only for 1 week. You get the impression it was there the whole year. But maybe he holds the Sat Mechot of the Rambam. So against the Gemara. I don't know what to do. The Gemara is not 100% clear with the Maskonis, but I just want to make that. That's an opener. That's the Yaakov Dara. Yes, Jared. That's what we're talking about. Oh, a use for? Nothing? I don't know. Nothing which is Mechayev and a Mezuzah. That's clear from the whole sugya. Whatever they used it for wasn't Mechayev and Mezuzah. Ah, that's you. It's a Balabatcha terrace. Okay, maybe you're right. Maybe. Could be. Okay. That's the aura number one. The aura number two, Rabbi Isai, speaking of sukkah, so, remember we had yesterday's discussion about the Machlok is the Taz and the Yad HaKtana, quoted by the Pesachei Teshuva. What does it mean? That the Chanuyot should be Shvokim. What's the status? Why is that potter? Is it because it's going to be torn down every once in a while, which is the shot of the Pesachei Teshuva, although it would be Chayiv? Or is it that you're not there at night? The Taz is the famous Taz. An office is not Chayiv and a Mezuzah, and you're going to call it the Taz. And its source is his understanding of the Chani or Shabbat Shavak. That's a machlok. Now, this is the Rambam. Can I have a Rambam here, please? Thank you very much. In Perek Vov, Halacha Tes, Rambam says, Sukkos Chag B'Chag, Potem and HaMezuzah, Ein Asu L'Diras Kevel. Which is saying now, this doesn't mean that for a week. It means that even that week is this Diras Haroi Bina. Shtei Sukkos Shoyotsu, Zulifnei Mizu, Hachitzona, Petura, Min HaMezuzah, Lepisha Ein HaKavua. Okay, so this is Din number two in the Rambam. First is Sukkos Chag B'Chag, is Ein HaOsu L'Diras Kevel. Next it says, Zulif Nimizu, Chitona Petura Ben HaMezuzah, Fisha Eina Kavua. And number three, Hachanoyah Shebeshvakim Peturin, Fisha Eina Kavua Medira. Three different expressions according to Rambam Zeh Achar Zeh, Perek Vav, Halacha Tet. What's it all about? So, in the Parsha Sedur, Rav Chaim Kanievsky suggests the Sifta Zayin as follows. Are the ambassadors coming? They're here. All right. We should give more diplomatic immunity to certain people. Okay. So the expression over here is, by Zuko Shoyosu Zulif Nimizu, it's Chitona Petura Min HaMezuzah Lefisha Eino Kavua. What does Eino Kavua mean? Eino Kavua means, according to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that you're going to knock it down from time to time. Eino Kavua. That's how you translate the word. Regilim Mesosra. Now, Rashi says that the main reason is Eina Asuya Alalotes V'Lovo Derech Shom. That's the Lashon of Rashi. He explains it means that primarily its function is what we call a Beis Shaar. Its primary function is a passageway. A passageway, that's its primary function. And therefore, even though there's some usage to the place, it doesn't matter. Here's its Chiddush. It depends what the main purpose of a room is. If the main purpose of a room is for bira, it's chayim. If the main purpose of a room is something else, it's pasul. That's his chiddush. And therefore, he wants to say a chiddush gadol. I wouldn't have said this pshat. When the Gemara adds in Yuma, this we did see that Yudalev, a beis haboker, beis haoser, a noshim mitzkashtos bo, it's chayim a mezuzah. It doesn't mean that once in the yoyev, a woman goes in there to put on some makeup. It means that that's a significant, he even used the word eco-usage of the place, is for Noshim to be miskashtas bo. Then and only then, he suggests, a little bit dochak to me, then and only then, or would you be chayev in a mezuzah? And with this, he explains the three expressions of the Rambam, back to back, one after another. Let's take them one at a time. The first thing he says, is again, against things that we've said in the past, in this chapter. Sukkos Chag B'Chag, Ein Asu L'Diras Kevel, he says it means it's only for a week. I guess we just said a few minutes ago, but that's what it's shot. Only for a week. Only for a week. Secondly, Chitzona is Ein HaKavu, which means it's knocked out every once in a while. And the third, Chanuya Shebeshvakin, which we thought that the Yadakana was right, that that's knocked down every once in a while, as the Pesach Shiva quotes, no, a different shot, says the Chaim Kanievsky. His shot is, ain't a kavua l'dira, which means even though there is some dira, that's not its main purpose. This is his shot. And it was against, on two levels, what we thought. We thought that sukkah is aroi, means the ikar adin is aroi, even the 1 week is aroi, because according to the beauty of Bichai, I don't know what he does with that Gemara. And we thought that Chanei Shuvah Shokam, that the Pesach Shuvah Shokam was right. That's what's being knocked on every once in a while. And the middle pshat, well, I don't know what it meant, the Sukkah Shoyotra. This is what he says in Sifte Zayin. I just wanted to bring it to your attention. Finally, last Nakuna Nechuz Mezuzah, is what do you do with the Mezuzah case after you it's no longer usable? So, in the Chovas Adar, he says in Perek Aleph, Kot Mem Gimel, it's Tashmish the Kedusha Nignazim. We know the Gemara tells us in the Sefer Megillah, Tashmish the Kedusha Nignazim. You can't just throw it out. You got to put it into Geniza, what we call Shenim. That's what he passes here in Sivkot Nun Gimel. It bothered me. My recollection of the Gemara in Megillah talks about a Tashmish the Kedusha and a Tashmish the Tashmish. Something which doesn't touch the object directly, so it's called a Tashmish the Tashmish. So I thought that mana there, most people wrap their mezuzahs for a whole variety of reasons in plastic, saran wrap, and then they put it into a case. So I was wondering, why is it standing just like this, that every mezuzah case has to be put into Sheamus? He should have made a very important condition, only if it's touching the case itself, but it's wrapped in plastic or in paper, or whatever they do it these days, it should be a Tashmish the Tashmish. Well, lo and behold, I looked up in the Olei Shurun, footnote 233, because the Rav Moshe says, even if it's wrapped in plastic or paper, the outside case is still considered a Tashmish the Kedusha. Why? Why? He says the paper or the plastic is bottled to the mezuzah. And therefore, as if the parchment would be touching the outside case. To me, the big Kiddush La'alocha has ramifications to other areas that we're discussing, the Tashmish and Kedusha Nignazim, which I don't think other poskim hold from. So Rav Moshe, then he also says, by the way, that the paper also has to be put into Geniza. It's halacha l'maaseh. You take off all the mezuzah, take all the plastic, put it into the garbage. Wrong. The plastic should be put into a Geniza. Now, there are poskim who say, well, l'shmira doesn't have to be Nignaz, not called a Tashmish and Kedusha, but that's a matter of great dispute. The Kitzur, it's not an easy situation to know what exactly has to be Nignaz. I would say the Chumash Bogones, the plastic for sure, and out of deference to Rav Moshe's side, because I don't quite understand him, the Bogones is the case as well. We're talking about cases which are not expensive. It's an expensive case, you use it again. You don't put it in the plate if it's a plain piece of junk, plastic with a crack in it, whatever. I recommend Rav Moshe's psak to put into Geniza, and one final nekuda, if a mezuzah chas v'shalom falls, so you pass it off to fast. Tefillin falls, this is Moshe Bogon to fast, it's a Torah v'kal v'chorma. Mezuzah is different. Rav Moshe passes in footnote 236, she gives tzedok. Add kind of mezuzah, I'll take a question, then we'll start it with tefillin. We'll start in the back, yeah. I don't think we consider Hasidic to anybody. But it's a question of whether it's but with respect to Tashmish and Kedusha. Yes? No, but I know that. It's always that way. But the Pashtun is the Gemara Megillah. If it doesn't touch, the Poskim in the Or HaChaim, it doesn't touch, it's not. The Pashtun, yes? Good question. I don't think Rav Moshe argues in the Pesach of the Chayodim. I think he's masking to it. Okay? Any other questions? Fit? Yes, I guess. We spoke about this yesterday. Okay, let's start in Yom Tov. The Gemara has in the last few lines of Lamed Hayam and Beis, Tfilin Me'ema Sa'imavarech Aleim, Mishas Hanoch Chosan, Eini, Omer Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, Kala Mitzis Kulim Mavarech Aleim, Ovalat Yoton. End of the sugya. The whole sugya is simply a matter of five lines. Here's the sugya. Here's a very, very important tosfos. We have to do the Ian Rav. The first tosfos in the sugya, very important. You know, at first glance it sounds like it's just a pie in the sky, it's not lemaisa, but it has, it's important, it's all right, and it even has interesting ramifications with Zeno. The Kamei Medakni Rabbeinu Eliyo should Sorek Adam Likshar Tfilin B'chol Yom. Every day, a person is supposed to tie his tefillin. What do you mean tie? What do the words mean, tie his tefillin? Who could translate the words? Tie what? Yeah, what does it mean? The Yud. Very good. The Yud. And what else? The Dalet. We know that in the tefillin there are three letters, right? There's the shin, which is actually found at the Mefurash Gemara. Shin shel tefillin, halachah moshe b'sinai, which is on the actual side of the of the tefillin, the box itself, the ketitza. And then there are two letters were made from the leather straps in the ritzuas, the dalet in the back of the head, and the yod on the side of the tefillin shliach. So Kasher Ben Eliyahu is saying over here, that the dalet yod every single day, you get up then, you tie it, tie a dalet, you tie a yod, you tie a dalet, and you put it on. Is that what you're saying? Yes? Not two other dollars, it's a double dollar you have. It's a square, right? You have Baruch Hashem, you have $2. You have a dollar looking this way, a dollar looking that way, you have no dollar, you have $2. That's a pshat. It's a little higher look at things. Okay. Well, maybe you'll have a chance to get there too. Even though we're not supposed to be learning as much about making fill-in, but some things are so blatant that everyone knows kippling about it. Hope we'll be able to discuss after we finish the Anachas fill-in. We'll go back to the previous sugars just a little bit. So the important, critical matters which are a little bit more totally than us, which are more visible, a little bit more famous about the actual making of the tefillin. But not for now. Fine. Very good. Rabbi Natama Farash to Ein Tzarach. And we follow Rabbi Natama, of course. Well, maybe Rabbi Natama Farakama to Chulin. Tzarach Adam Shilmo Gimel Dvarim. Ksav Shchito Mila. Abudam Av Kesh Shulfilin. Because Chassan and Betitit. All this question, which is Shrikat Fei? Achlak is which way it goes. So based upon this, which way it goes is the question of how often you're tying and untying. So obviously it's not a good conclusive raya, but there are two different pshat in the Gemara. We'll put that aside. The Yomid HaGamein HaTam, the Ha'ak Shiyo Lav Mamash, he, or the Koshir V'Reish Perek Basu, the Erevin of Tzadi, that's an important sugya. Kesha Shil Tfilin, Kesha Shil Kayomo, that's a Ben Atam's Rai Nabu. That's a starker Rai. The starker Rai. Okay. Umishat Hanocha Ad Shira Dohocha. That's the critical Rai. That's our Gemara. So it cuts two ways. Rabbeinu Eliyahu in the Subshat, Mishat Hanocha Shat Kshira, he wasn't focusing so much, Zachar at this point, on the word, on the order. He was focusing on one word. The word was what? No, what word is he focusing on? What? Kshira. You have to tie a knot. He got the details of what he was for. He was focusing on the word Kshira. And then it comes to Adrab. If you look carefully in the Gemara, Mishat Hanocha Shat Kshira, so what does it mean? Tahach shira haino hahiduk shemahatko mitzamtsimo barosho v'lav shira mamashu. It means another right from the Gemara Masech Tanidu. Ul apirish haben olio havel el meimar mishat kshira v'ashat hanocha. So here's an irony. Rabbi Natam turned the tables on Rabbi Elio. Rabbi Elio is beginning to write from this very Gemara. And Rabbi Natam says, Faket, Mineu Bey, from this Gemara, you're quoting me, Mimokon Shabbos, have to write exactly the opposite direction. Rabbi Elio is quoting right from the word Kshira. But Rabbi Natam is asking a kasha, according to you, the Kshira should come first before the Hanocha. And therefore, from the fact that Hanocha precedes Kshira, shows you that Kshira doesn't mean Kshira means Hiduk, and Faket, you don't need any regular Kshira. At Khan, Rabbi Natam. That's how it is itself. The Yesh Svarim Shekosov came. Now have the gears, so it's not conclusive. But it's sure is, Mistabra Kedivir Rabbein Atah B'Tfilin Shal Rosh, U Kedivir Rabbein Eliyahu B'Tfilin Shal Yad. The Kedivir Shal Yad is Shat Amos HaYodecha L'Masha B'Chol Shosh Shemeniach Tzorach L'Kshira. There's still one left. I'm saying there's one that hasn't gone off yet. Okay. Sorry for the phone. Okay. There's four possible signs in the sound before you even get to me. Okay. Teda, I'll prove it to you. So the Kamada Flamet Zayin, Dorash of Nosin, Hanokha Vesmol, 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 Can hechi deik me no da anocha b'smol? So now what's happening? This compromise, Rav Tosfos wants to say, Rabbeinu Eliyahu is right with respect to what? Tefillin shel yad, and they go by to him. The old Amina B'Pregim, Amidin, the Maisa B'Shachat, Shaita, the Gnitzes, the Chor, and the Kosher, so Tefillin B'Zrol, Mashmah, the Tom, and Hoyt, also came. Sorry? The Gemara says that you have to tie with your right hand. Right? Why? Because you're putting on your left hand. If the tying is done originally, you're doing it a little long in advance, so you can tie with two hands. You can tie with five, you guys can tie. Obviously, the tying is taking place. When? When? Pitch a sentence. Exactly. So now, Tosfos seems to be saying at this point, the tying takes place on the hand. Hold on. On the hand. And they say it again later on. Harsha Kosherethel can come, the Fisha Ein Noach Likshar B'Yarachas, Harsha Misayaslo. Period. What do you say? This sounds to me, at first glance, a completely different understanding of Rabbeinu Eliyahu. How do we understand Eliyahu when we first started? Yitzchak, how do you understand it? And how often must the yod be tied? Every day. And when does the day begin? I'm on a shacha. Maybe even earlier. Yeah, it's every day you got to tie it on. But now it's a whole different language in Tosfos. Now they're saying that you have to tie the knot while it's on your hand. That's a mean feat. Did you do that? Am I having an extra pair of tzuas? Am I having an extra pair of tzuas here in camp? I mean, I don't know how you do that. You put this film on your hand, and you know, there's a knot. How do you do that? So Mrs. lady here, Isha Achas, Mrs. Achas, she did it. She helped the Nipshira because her husband couldn't do it. Could you do it? Boy Scout master has to train you how to do this. So Rabbi Ol says like this. Listen very carefully. Let's leave out the Haggadah for the moment. Let's stick to the text. The comes along a sefer called the Keren Orah that I asked, that was Xerox, either has a copy or can get a copy on my desk. The other one? Oh. So, he says he has one. He doesn't understand what Tosfos is talking about. He understands Rabbeinu Eliyahu from the very beginning, the way Tosfos at the end. He can't figure out Tosfos Kasha on top. What does that mean? What does Tosfos say? Ula Rabbeinu Eliyahu, the first narrow line. Well, the Pirush of Rabbeinu Eliyahu, Havel and the Meimah, Mishas Kshira, Viat Shas Hanocha. Says the Keren Orah, that's ridiculous. That's completely and totally wrong. According to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, what's the order? It tells us later on. You first put it on your hand, and then you tie it. Argues the Keren Orah. If you're going to tie it before you put it on your hand, then what's the difference if you tie it an hour earlier, or a day earlier, or a week earlier, or 20 years earlier? It makes no difference to the Keren Orah. The whole vote of Rabbeinu Eliyahu is at the end. So you have to have a kshira al yadecha, have to be on your hand, and then you tie it. That's how Tosfos is at the end. But if that's the pshat at the beginning, then what Tosfos cash in the first of our line? Will the Pirush Rabbeinu Eliyahu have it in the name of Mishat Kshira Vashat Hanochah? It makes no sense. It's no kasha. Rabbeinu Eliyahu will agree. You have to have Mishas Hanocha Shas Kshira. Hanocha is when it's on the hand. and shears when you're tired, like the Isha Achas did it. What in the world does Tosfos want from Rabbeinu Eliyahu? What does he want? So it seems to me that the Karanor is correct, but at the beginning, it seems to me, Tosfos learned Rabbeinu Eliyahu in a completely different fashion, the way Yitzchak learned. Tosfos learned Rabbeinu Eliyahu to mean that every single day there has to be a kshuva. Every day? Every day? Every day I start the night. When? Whenever. That's how Tosfos understands Rabbeinu Natan. Rabbeinu Eliyahu. I break the Karen Ora. It makes absolutely no sense. It makes no sense. Yeah. What's the difference if you tie an hour before or a year before? What's the difference? Here we get to a very fundamental point. As a matter of fact, I see you look a little bit in the dark. Why you distribute these Karen Ora? They're all on my desk. Everybody have a copy in front of them. I'll show you a few key lines which will clue you in as to what I'm driving at. Everyone take one, if you don't mind. Give me a favor. You either give me one or give me the favor itself. Thank you very much. Should be enough for everybody. No, are they not? Okay. Who doesn't have? Oh, yeah, yeah. You ran short. Who has extras? Okay, extras are to pass them around. Okay. The top of the first column. Below Avanti Diuk Zeh. It's the third line. I don't understand what Tosfos is talking about. The Akar Chachad the Matzach Ben Eliyahu Zal Shir B'Choyom Haynuk Shatfilin Munochem Al Yad O Al Rosh Achakach Kosh from the Kayim Mitzvah Kshat and Ayadecho Kken Anocha Kodem Achakach Shir Gemara Mitzvah The I Akshir He Kodem Anoch Al Yad In Kay Mainaf Kamina Ikshosh Kosh B'Choyom O Kodem Anoch Ein Kay Mitzvah Klal You commit to be Yakshir Aliyad. What do you call it? The Rambam. A little bit of a Shver Rambam, because Rambam is not the stuff in Hebrew. But that's what he said. The truth is, it's Mefurish and Tosfos later on that he's right. That the whole point of Eliyahu is to put the tie the knot after the filling itself is on the hand. Mefurish. But it seems to me, instead of saying Lo Hevanti, which is right, Lo Hevanti is no Havana according to that understanding, I would say that there are two Havanas of Tosfos in Rabbi Eliyahu. At the beginning they had one understanding, and then they had a different understanding. What they understand at the beginning? The Gitzchok Lipshah. Every day, you tie the knot. But the Karanor can't believe it. It makes no sense. It makes no sense to him. Why does it make no sense to him? He has to put the cup. Why does it make no sense? So the answer, Rabotai, is as follows. It's a critical question. I'm telling you, it comes up every single day for us. Mamish, what is the nature of the mitzvah of Tulin? Is the mitzvah of Tulin a daily mitzvah, or is the mitzvah of Tulin a permanent mitzvah? I repeat. Is the mitzvah tefillin the mitzvah which is governed by days? Oh, I didn't put on tefillin today yet. Someone's just making a joke. Did you put on tefillin today yet? Did you put on yesterday? Well, today's another day. And therefore, our mindset is, ask any yid, any hail, he will tell you, every day I got to put on tefillin. I put it on already for the day? Yotzei Machiyah, that's it. But that's not so pushing. The Karen Ora said it's not true. He holds it's not true. a day comes and a day goes, it's irrelevant. You have to wear tefillin all the time. All the time. According to the Karno, it seemed to me, and I know it's a chiddush, it may sound wild, but it seems to me, according to the Karno, if I have a choice, given my circumstances, I can wear tefillin for 2 hours today and not at all tomorrow. I could wear tefillin 2 hours today and not at all yesterday. Or I could wear tefillin for 5 minutes yesterday and 5 minutes today. Ask any boy in this Beis Medrash, anybody, they'll give you the same answer. Well, that's the man just walked in. So you know, I can wear tefillin coming up Sunday and Monday. I have a choice. I can wear tefillin 5 minutes on Sunday and 5 minutes on Monday. One choice. Or I can wear tefillin for 2 hours on Sunday and not all on Monday. So what do you do? Avada. And the Karanora, I believe, would disagree. They'll say, there's no... He got... This is the Karanora, Rabotai, in the paragraph beginning with the word Tosfos, the last thing printed. Look what he says. I'm going to read just a small excerpt. Look what he says. He says like this. Lo mi bar, talking about the halfway down, the rule of halfway down that target. Lo mi bar, the man gama, this is a villain, having the situation, lo as man grama, if you hold loud as man, so we pass the halacha, vada in this vas, we need the tenidus, vada feel the key in shah, has the whole yom, lo yotu de chavato, the man, malik, mitzvah, the man, tolak, mitzvah, do the yama. What yama? A day is irrelevant. What do I have to say it for? The unit of a day is completely irrelevant in the facility. Okay, but the end of man is irrelevant. Well, I feel the man down, but I'll be the situation of man ground, but I'll be comical. Also, it's man, lo yotzeh, of also, it's man, cut in the yom, and the human call a yom. Who can shame, shame, oh my, oh love, yom echo, but oh love, I sit for an afternoon, bit the last day. Oh, a terrible guy, even with Bill that day. A bug! So hold up, time is short, so yo, this is killing, having a cloud business is also above. Not, no one keeps this anymore, except maybe Yechide Zula, but it's, to go back to principle, in principle to Karanari, to the parish, the unit of the day is completely irrelevant in the fulfilling. Now we understand our by time. Now, Rabbi, why it is that the Karanora couldn't understand what any other pshat, I mean, any old, and he's in the final pshat. Because it must be pshat, no, therefore, they have to fight efforts on your hand. Because to say I've been tired every day, what's every day? A day has no mashmor, it has no meaning. You need a day of meaningless because the fair is meaningless in the fulfilling. So why every day, every minute? That's why I think it's the underlying child in the Karanori, which he saw so. He thinks personally, at the especially passing out of Montillon, that the unit of the day is completely irrelevant. And so it's inconceivable to say that the old meant that he had a tie to fill every single day. This is the deed of hope at the beginning of the Siddur Yom, Rabbi Yo, the status in that fashion. That's exactly what I understood at the beginning. That you have to tie to Siddur every single day. Every day you have to wear Siddur, every day you have to tie Siddur. That's part of the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is to tie the Siddur, to wear the Siddur. And they understand it as being a daily Mitzvah. The Mitzvah comes part of us every single day. And even though Lala's not Siddur, doesn't make a difference. Even if Lila's not, makes no difference. Lila's not strong. So who cares? You guys are going to admit for every single day, even if there's no heptic in between. No heptic in between. You're required to do it once a day minimum, for a minute minimum. About a maximum, you should wear it the whole day. Be good in. But still, it must be done once a day. Can anyone think of another commitment in Torah where this exists?
You don't have to do it all the time, but at least once a day. Huh, anybody? Exactly. The man comes from the Vikings, and you all got to answer in a second. Talmud Torah. You should do all the time, Avada. But Mikra Adin, it says in the Shulchanot, it's a well-kept secret, that a person can fulfill his obligation of Talmud Torah, strictly speaking, I'm not recommending this, with a Kriyas Mashiach of the Arabic. Huh? Could be. Whatever. I'm not going into the question. All these are all very different. I'm sharing it as an example. It could be, as a matter of fact, that is the nature of the concern. And I'll tell you at the end, the secret. At the Keranah, at the very end, when it's finished, there, well, maybe it makes some sense after all. The end of that last paragraph, he said like this, Uve'emes adava mavua, the shop, who was given every son of God, the key of Mitzvah Elo, who was to me be, like our dead bosses were on the inside, the shop at Bittu Shom, the Yom, the Bittu Yom Shalem. I Kishma, I don't think it's true. He's not Kishma. May in a second, that's a different business. He got the guy's not saying Kishma. He said Kishma in the early in the morning. That's going to take it out of the equation. Then the last few lines, he wants to give a little due deference. Imlo shenoma, kemosha kodesh achizal. Before he refers to his brother, achizal, seven and above, the commissioner of Yaakov. We have to have TV on up here to somehow access all these children. Hasbilo lo kara krishna shakas yavas kimis magisa. Etc. What I think he means is, talking to Ramiza, then maybe it's filling with something similar. But the very end, the last line, if he's fighting a whole pack, well, maybe my brother's right, my big brother, you know, was considered the only adult, maybe it has some daily components. But until the last few lines, he's fighting tooth and nail. That's the Lord Vance, he can't understand what the composting is going on, y'all mean that every day after fire night. It's crazy. We must mean you have to fire on the hands. So what's that discussion? That's how I view the Mahalach here in the Sefer of Keranot. Yes, Mr. Young. Right. Okay, excellent. Mr. Young will come back to it. Yes, Mr. Young. Interesting point. Maybe I could remind when we get to that subject. Please make a note. Write it down. Put it in the computer. Remind me. If he has a cash or something, or come back to me now. Okay. Yes. We're not discussing Talmud Torah now. Leave me alone, Talmud Torah. Well, I'll just give you an example. Now, what's the stack of Alofa Lamaisa? I asked you to look on the beer Alofa in Simon Lama Zion conveys as a discussion. Is it enough for the Raisa 1 minute a day? Or is it Mrs. Raisa all day? The second side is clear of the Karanara side. The first side is what, the sheet of the Prima Garden. Prima Garden. And he is the lost Prima Garden. Quote, he has Kama Dvaram and Atara came. That's what he means. It's a present. We have a creation, etc. In any event, Rabbi Rabbeinu Eliyahu, as understood by Tosfos at the beginning, holds exactly that way. Once a day, at the time, it's chosen. Keranah can't believe it. He understands that the Shai Rabbeinu Eliyahu must be once it's on your hand. Okay, we'll come. We'll go a little. Now, back to the Keranah. This is what he says later on in the first paragraph. Something such an interesting thing. Uve'emes yesh bedakei. This little back here. Okay. Third the way down. Yikam ha'plokas du, the nearest to that, Rabbeinu Eliyahu dal, the yitkir kiyim ha'mitzvah v'kosher v'kol yom.
What Tosin is saying, why not every day? It's Iyav Shaloma.
We thought it's already Iyav Shaloma because it makes no sense. We should talk to Nesha. It gives a technical reason why it's Iyav Shaloma. Why?
From in the Kamak, feel the name of the Senator of Alain, Nishat on a person, who Shiagi has man, the Mashmish for him, who Mavorech, Daniel, you hear? All right, the Mavorech on Mishmish for both, Hapa Gata, Kshira, Isa, Shabbat, is Mada.
Rabbeinu can't be, it's impossible to even think, to dream, as Tos seems to be dreaming, I'm thinking. The Rabbeinu, the Yara requires and tired every single day. It's against the Gemara, because the Gemara, if you put the film on when it's still dark, you make a bracha later. What bracha? It's a bracha of Atara. You didn't do the shiur that day. You have to do the shiur that day to the Yosef and the Tzadik and the Yosef. Well, this is on Mishnah the 10. This leads to a very important question we're going to discuss at length later, next, end of next week, Mr. Shem, which is, this writer, which is being quoted, and that's Ramadan Bava Manala, the last one of the Ramadan Bava, Torah Abona, give the name of the Mavarach Alei Mishas on the Thoth of Ketar, or your Mashkin Lot of Baterach of the Yorish and the Yom of the Manich and the Shegi as Manon, the Mashkin Son of Mavarach Alei, what does that lie hold? Does that kind of hold Lila's Mansfilin or Lila Lav's Mansfilin? Not so pushing. Not so pushing. Give a look if you can in the Bira Agor, have a chance. We'll get to later. The Bira Agor, Simon Lamed, the Tartan Gimel, the Sikum. We'll get to it about the Rishon Gedola when we learn the Sikum. So one could say that Rabbi Eliyahu holds that the Tanakhama holds Lila's non-filling. So why can't you put it on earlier? Like there was a very good, a very major activity in the camp. Shana. Derish and the Yishinbam. We're facing the full sleep. Shana. That's why you can't wait to film tonight. But Lila's non-filling. So the Mela Midoraita, it's already, the day began. You know when the day began? When did they begin? Ketu Kavala? What? Midoraita? You can still hold, get a tired phone every day, once a day. When did they stop? When did they stop? The state. You can tired phone in the state, and put them on at the minion, at 10 o'clock in the morning, the late minion. That's the car is not so big cash. Or we could suggest that Mashke means after Alot HaShachar, before the real man. What is the real man? What's the only time to put on the film? Ishayakir. Which is one prophet. Ishayakir. And then it's alright, it's already Giyaz Mana. Rabbanan said, you can't put it on, even if Lila Lash Man's film, because it's like the Lila passed already. Next question, Karen. Let's go into the technical stuff. Next question is like this. I bring it right. What if you hold Shabbos not filling? Shabbos not filling. And the court there have been only all applied every day. She was an Avalacha. Hey, he kosher be Shabbos. How you fight on Shabbos morning? Huh? Not? The Mepurashi Gemara doesn't call it. It's a kashya of Kayama. It's all part of Tosha's kashya. It's not a new kashya. Part of the same kashya. The Tarnor tries to answer by saying, Rabbi only likes the Chatzila, and that is not Ma'at. That's what he's doing. Should it be a Kesher Kayama or not? I'm taking it apart every single day. The whole discussion, I'm going to make a brief reference, if I say, to a Minchas Chinuch in Kisan Shabbat and the Malach of Kosher, where he says that
If the Torah is maps of the Keser, it's treated as a Keser Sotayama. As a matter of fact, the Minchasina quotes the Mordechai in Chulin, answers the Kasha of Tosis in that fashion. The Mayotzorach Latil Shabbat Kol Yom in Kein Lahavish Al Kayama. The Mordechai says, no. A Kesha Kayama is the Kosha of a Kesha. A Kesha which is for a day is not Kosha. But if the Torah demands that every single day you tie the tefillin, it's a Kesha Kosha even though it's not going to last for a long time. So that's the Mordechai and Chul. Quote by the Minchas Tzidach right there. The Minchas Kosha. Yes. No, that's not enough. You need, no, not Shishal Kayam. It's a whole discussion. The Bialach has a Shinya Zion, the very famous opening piece there, that we define Shishal Kayam by objective standards. He has the Kasha, the Gemara has the Tittis. He can't tie Tittis on Shabbos. Why not? Tie it on Shabbos, have in mind to take it out most of Shabbos. So the Mechah said, I don't see what you have in mind. The normal, the Kasha Tittis is forever. So you're having in mind is irrelevant. But not for Pashin. The Mechassin says, no. Maybe if you have a mind to untie after Shabbos, it works. A plain not. Plain not. But a Kesher Shal Tzitzit is considered Kosher because the Torah makes it Kosher. Of course, the Tam HaMelech says that Tzvara. Give it a look if you have a chance in the Mechassin on the Kosher. Oh. So back to the, of course, back to the original question. So, if the Gemara calls the Kesher Shal Kayama, so if you accept the Mordechai's Torah, the Bnei Yehoshua is stuck. And the Maskana of Tosfos, they made a pshara between what and what? Shel Yad and Shel Rosh. So a lot of the questions are going to fall off. No? What's that? Tefillin Shel Rosh is Kesher Shel Kayama. That's the Gemara in Erevin. And Tefillin Shel Yad is not Shel Kayama. And you tie it on Shabbos? Tie on Shabbos, yeah. Believe it or not, against the Tam HaMelech who says that the Chashivah the Torah makes the difference. All we can say, if worse comes to worse, then on Shabbos the Taka cannot tie it, and you cannot be Mekayim Ukshatim Kedaboy, but at least we'll have something else, some kind of a Kiyum. Maybe there's some kind of a Kiyum of Hanukha, even a partial Kiyum. A partial Kiyum. Or, you can say the whole Gemara never said it. Tos quotes the Gemara. Gemara says it's Kesher Shel Kayama. The Karen Ora says there's no such Gemara. So you have to look at Erevin to see who's right. He says over here, in the middle of this long paragraph, when we divvy our, it starts with divvy our riff. It's towards the bottom. When we divvy our riff, Ramana Zal Shem, the Erevin, Luchat, the Sfilu, the Kesher Tfilin, Lav Kesher Shel Kayama. And he gives a riot. All complicated with pshat. Dantas of a Tolle, Kamakomo, etc. It's only a new pshat in the Gemara. The kit is not exactly conclusive against Rabbi Eliyahu from here either. Oh. And then, the Karen Ora suggests as follows. That although he thinks personally that it makes no sense to demand that you tie the tefillin every day, but maybe if you hold Shab that Lila Ladman Tfillin, maybe. Maybe. But if Lila's Man Tfillin, forget about it. For sure not. Just as he says, everyone would agree that I put on Tfillin at 8 o'clock in the morning for davening. And I walk out in the middle of davening, for whatever reason, I take off my Tfillin, and I come back, I have to tie it out again. For sure not, says the Karen Ora. The Mela, if you hold a Lila's Mat Tefillin, what's the difference 8 o'clock and 8:30? Or 8 o'clock and 8 o'clock the next day? Time to have? So he's willing to bedochak concede to this opinion of Tosfos and Sefer Ben Eliyahu, it's part of every day, if you hold a Lila's Mat Tefillin. If you hold a Lila's Mat Tefillin, forget about it. So he's suggesting, therefore, that Rabbi Ben Eliyahu only set his in the quantity of the Shita which told what? Laila loves man filling. Shver avod. Because the Bali Atos all assume that Laila is in fact man filling. And they've been always talking about local Lamaisa. So it was very difficult to assume that the Karen Ora said. I want to go further than that. Go back to the Binyamin set. Did you notice the change in the text of Tosfos? Did you notice the nuance in the Tosfos? They start off by saying, quote Rabbeinu Elio, what did he say? Shetzarech Adam Likshot Tzilim B'chol Yom. Later on, what do they say? Come on. What do they say? Huh? Not B'chol Yom, but rather what? B'chol Shah Sheminiach Tzarech Lekshiru. It seems to me that indeed, Tosfos changed their mind as to what Rabbeinu Elio says. At the beginning, they learned the Pshat, which the Karaite thinks is ridiculous, and we think has a lot of merit based on their other sources, that is a mitzvah once a day. A day does play a role in determining Zman and Nichus Tefillin. So then it's like a once a day. And then they ask the kasha is a good kasha. When they ask, they should have said, Mishat Shira Shat Anochi. You can do the Kshira in the morning, maybe even the night before, if you're allowed Zman Tefillin. But once a day, every halachic day, they think it's a special B'chol Yom. Later on, they change their mind. And they learn Pshat, and they're like, oh, exactly as the Karen Oris' Pshat. You have to tie it once it's on your hand. If that's the case, it's arguable that if I put it on my hand, and I take it off my hand, and I want to put it back on again, I got to tie it again. We're called Shah V'Shah. Otherwise, if I didn't tie it again, that's a Hanukkah without a Kshira. Now you can't say, well, is he a bum? Goes back to the original question. Is he a bum? Maybe he is a bum. Because we learned that you have to have the tefillin on the whole time. And on means put on properly with a particular kshira. So it's arguable, at least, that he put on the tefillin, he put it on his hand, tied it, took it off, and slipped it back on without tying it again. Now the second hanacha is now with a kshira. Because there's no difference in the Karanazim before between tying it 5 minutes ago and tying it 5 years ago. So this is not a proper Hanukkah. So maybe it really means B'chol Shah V'Shah. Maybe it means that way. Maybe. I can't prove it. One could argue as follows. It's a Chiyuv to do a Kshir every day, and it's a Kiyuv of Hanukkah the whole day. Maybe the Kiyuv of Hanukkah does not require a Kshir. It's two dinner, maybe. Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe B'chol Shah is Kipshuto. Perhaps. Perhaps. And let me add one akuda. And perhaps what changed in Tosfos, all such a dramatic turnabout, a totally different understanding in what they're saying, what changed was when they introduced the Pshara. At the beginning, Tosfos said, no Pshara. No Pshara. Rabbi Eliyahu requires tying Shoyad and Shorosh, and Rabbi Natan says neither. So when they said no Pshara, so the only way to learn Pshat Rabbi Eliyahu was every day, the Chiyuv of Kshira. So Kshira applied to Shoyad, applied to Shorosh. But once they introduced the compromise, that Kshira applies to Shoyad and not to Shorosh, then you can learn two ways. You can continue the original Pshat. If the tie are not once a day on the Shoyad, and the Rosh Shorosh can stay there forever. That's one interpretation. But you can also learn a little bit differently. That you have to tie the knot on the Shoyad every single time you put it on your head, as it says in the Furush and Pasuk, Ukshatam La'os Al Yadecha. Means you tie it after it's on your hand. When it comes to Shorosh, Tosfos cleans at the end, that's implausible. Almost inconceivable. And one reason might be, who's that boy, who knows tying, who's a good Boy Scout here? Who knows how to tie knots? Who knows? No Boy Scouts here? David. Do you think that you could tie, listen here, watch this. Do you think you could tie the knot at Tzon Shorosh, walk behind you? Just, you know, like this. We guys can't even tie a tie with a mirror in front of us. You're going to tie a thing in the back of you, behind your head? Didn't learn it. I think we should go back to the Boy Scouts. It was Jewish Boy Scouts, wasn't it? I don't understand this. You go back and tell them at the Stark of Titans. And here on both sides, it's Kamat Mefurish that the Karanora is right at the Maskana with the expression of Teda. The Torah says that they're famous Teda. Keda, the Kamon, Dorish of Nosin, and Ocha Bismol, the Dixiv, Kshat, and Mokshat, the Maksiv, and Bimin, Af, Kshir, and Bimin, the Kev, the Kshir, and Bimin, and Ocha Bismoli, the Moya Kosha, Tchila, and Hakach, Hoya Makas, and Zroham, Kain, Hechi, Dirk, Minod, and Ocha Bismol, the Zachariah, to Rabbein Elio. Clearly, they're not learning at the end, you're taught every day at 6 in the morning. That's what they're going to do. Obviously, the Maskana, they're learning, you're taught while it's on the hand. So then you could say, if it's tied, that's a pshat. It's tied while it's on the hand because they're not getting a pshara. It only applies to shiat, not to sharosh. But as when they were thought of Rabbi Eliyahu, it would say you have to tie it on your head as well. But to tie it on your head, once they start tying knots on your head, that's craziness. They couldn't imagine that. So when they thought of Rabbi Eliyahu, it was required to tying both hands and head, which was the beginning before the pshara, they had no choice but to learn Pshat Rabbein Eliyahu the other way. They have to tie it once a day. Okay, 6 in the morning, I wake up, I tie my tefillin shoyad, I tie my tefillin shorosh, I sit and learn for an hour, and then I put them on. That's how I learned the beginning. But at the end, when they knew it was a compromise, only shana shorosh, then it's possible to introduce this distinction. No, Rabbein Eliyahu really means you have to tie the tefillin after it's already on your hand. But when it comes to the head, that's out of the question. That can't be done. It's impossible. So Tanya doesn't say it. Only said it by a shalyad. That's why I wanted to say what transformation drastic and radical took place here in the Tosis. They started off learning one Pshat Rabbein Elio. At the time every day, and we answered the Karen Aras crashes. And then it suddenly transformed to a completely different Pshat. At the time while it's on the hand. A different Pshat completely Rabbein Elio. That's because they made a Pshara. And once the Pshara has shayana shosh differently, then the second pshat becomes possible and presumably is the pshat of choice. Do you want to take one? So again, whenever we talk about compromises, it's always a question, well, who said what? Am I getting a pshat within Rabbein Elio or pshat within the compromiser? That I'm not going to, different rishon, different expressions. Could be. Okay. Could be. Again, I may have attributed something to Rabbein Eliyahu, which we should really attribute to the compromise. I think it's Rabbein Shimshon compromise. You look in the Rosh, in the Mordechai, you read something. Okay. Both we have to stop. Shem on Sunday. Regular time will continue in the Yom Kippur.